Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now officially the call-in hour of the Tarot Show, which we're going to do at least till Thanksgiving, 9 to 10. You can give me a call. All of the topics of the week that is... on the table, 800-905-0989. Agreement is not required. But it does make the host like you better. 800-905-0989 to call in and weigh on and anything from the week that was, Lee. So what we have now is Zohran Mamdani invited to the White House. He is now more popular with those voters under 30 than Donald Trump.
And hasn't taken office yet and actually ever done anything.
No, which is part of why, right?
Yes.
Governing is hard, and they're young. They want things right away. And all of the things Trump promised them that made him so popular with young people, the most popular Republican president in terms of polling approval rating of all time, Republican president of all time with young people, the 60% approval. And Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Polling has been desperately trying to warn Republicans they don't understand young people. They're not getting it. We thought... and many articles have been done saying, hey, this is the most conservative generation, 60% approval for Donald Trump. Do you remember me talking about that? How weird and upside down it was that Trump was most popular months into his presidency with people under 30. I mean, that's crazy. It's mainly men driving it. And so Republicans assumed we'd captured a young generation, even if the girls are still about as, you know, liberal, a little more, slightly more liberal than they've usually been historically on average. But the men being so conservative, 14 points above the average. You know, we got them. So Republicans kind of let their hair down. They sleazed in Congress. They figured, well, you know, they love us. We do whatever we want. They read the room wrong. This is not a conservative generation at all. They're a desperate generation. Poll just came out from Rasmussen. Majority support universal basic income, which is the Democrat, well, I should really say the Democrat Socialist of America's way of getting to communism in this country. They support it. Well, how did they vote for Donald Trump then? Are they socialists? No. Are they capitalists? No. They're desperate. They have a 9% unemployment rate, and they're not going to be able to buy a house till they're 40 at the rate we're going, maybe never. And they want someone to listen. You know what's interestingly? When Trump's approval peaked at 60% with this generation, Doge was at its height. Yeah. It upset them, very badly upset them when Doge was suddenly just discontinued and Elon Musk left the White House. So Donald Trump's approval was at 60%, where Zohran Mamdani's is now, and it plunged down to 40. Not good. So that is how he won with the mini landslide. He got those young people. He did really well with Hispanics too. He only lost by 6 points, best performance ever by a Republican. We just had the two races, Virginia and New Jersey. The Republicans there, the governor's race is lost by 30 points. So this is going in the wrong direction. And it's a fundamental misunderstanding. Zohran Mamdani, for all his flaws, gets young people. And what they want, Mark Mitchell says, is they want a strong man who is willing to go in and bust up the oligarchy. That's what they want. They don't care if it's a socialist, a conservative, a capitalist. They don't care. They want results.
Well, these young voters are anti-establishment.
Yes.
As many young voters always are. But to me, there's hope, I think, for Trump and the Republicans, because this is a very politically pliable demographic. And if it is simply messaging, because with Mondani, there's nothing but messaging here. There's mm-hmm. no there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's talking in big, broad, sweeping terms about policies, which he's already backtracking on as he is, getting closer to even being sworn into office. And the opportunity is there with the proper messaging to reclaim that demographic.
They want it all burnt down.
Well, yeah.
Is the way that Mark Mitchell describes it. They do not like the corporate control, which I don't either. I've been railing about it for years. I'm not talking about mom and pop corps. I'm talking about the big ones.
Yeah.
They don't like the oligarchy. They are, here's the weird part about them, because we've never seen a generation like this. They're the, actually, think about this, 60% approval for Zohran Mamdani, but they are also the group most upset that there haven't been any convictions yet in the deep state. Weird, right?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Those of us that have been around a while, such as myself, have very little confidence that that'll ever happen, because that's what happens with governments, that the people that are really responsible for doing the damage never get held accountable.
No. So they want Trump to knock heads. In their point of view, he's not. And, you know, this is like kind of like when you're young, you want everything right away right now. You don't understand. It's hard to do. And everything they want, I think, is coming. I mean, you see that Atlanta Fed report this morning. Those are incredible growth numbers. 4%, that, wow, we just don't see that anymore. Yeah. And you know, they're taught 4.1% coming, $21 trillion in investment, $3 trillion already under Trump. I mean, all of this is coming. One of their big beefs with Trump, this is the weirdest thing. Trump right now, in both the Fox News poll, which hates him. Fox News has a pollster that hates Donald Trump. It's a very liberal pollster. And the Rasmussen polling shows Trump's getting the highest marks pretty much ever for foreign policy. They love him. Why? Because they perceive him as a strong man on foreign policy. They absolutely love it. They love when those drug boats go boom. This is a weird generation, right?
Well, you know.
But, go ahead.
I was just going to say there's a whole lot more to foreign policy than what just, you know, blowing up the drug boats in the Caribbean. When you look at the show of strength that the U.S. showed with the defense of Israel from the Iranian attacks, with the bombing of the Iranian nuclear site.
They loved all that.
Yeah. I mean, that actually showed that, when you had a Democrat in office, all they did was talk about power, talk about change, talk, and nothing ever changed. You get Donald Trump in office, some things go boom. And that also influences the talk, and it also means that you'd better listen when the U.S. talks, because there might be bombs after it.
What they're not getting, though, is they're at the same time upset that Trump's, this is in the polling for Rasmussen, that Trump spent so much time overseas, he doesn't seem to be focused on America. And what they're missing, and this is probably just Trump administration has not really explained themselves very well, is a lot of these overseas trips were getting the investment, getting the factories, getting the commitments, where the tariffs were the stick. And the big, beautiful bill and all those new tax rules were the carrot to bring the factories, to bring the jobs. He's doing what they want.
The rare earth minerals that we talk about all the time, because that's the kind of stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
It's huge.
And to some aspect, just on the sidelines, and it's not getting discussed as much, but you're absolutely correct about that, Tara. This is all a part of the whole thing. This and Donald Trump is the whole of government type of president. He is using his economic power, military power, diplomatic power, bully pulpit power, political power to do things to follow up to make America great again. And he's using the, like I said, the whole of federal government, that at least what little part he has actual control over, to try to get that accomplished. I mean, even law enforcement. I mean, if you look at the enforcement of the border, that's part of this too, because that impacts jobs and the economy and the amount of money we spend on the giveaways from the government. All of this. And this all has something to do with the economy and hopefully is going to be, as you're talking about, this is something hopefully first, second quarter, third quarter of next year before the elections that we're going to see a return on the investment on it.
Well, Mark Mitchell's been out there screaming about this. What's in the polls that Republicans have fundamentally misunderstood their relationship with this young cohort that now loves Zohran Mamdani just the way they love Trump only months ago. Trump staff had Mark Mitchell to the White House earlier this week, and you can tell their messaging changed on a dime. You can see the result of it. So the good news is they get it. They get that Trump and it really screwed up the last 2 weeks. I mean, probably two of the biggest gaffes of his entire political career, coming out and defending H-1B visas. Absolute disaster. I mean, when you just look online right now, his biggest defenders online, very big, popular conservative talk shows are just tearing him to pieces over H-1B visas because young people hate it. And what's, again, so frustrating, and I've been explaining all week, I actually do know why Trump said it. I think I understand what he was doing. That Donald Trump has the best policy on H-1Bs, bar none, of any president in my life. And he didn't say it. That's the crazy thing. Again, he's put a $100,000 application fee for each company on each visa. It used to be $2,500. Yeah. And you pay that fee, and you're still not guaranteed to get it approved. Yeah. So H-1Bs have ground virtually to a halt, as Stephen Miller was explaining. Trump didn't say that. He said the opposite. He was saying, no, we don't have talent. He was talking about one facility in Arizona. Here's what I think happened, Lee. I think Trump doesn't realize he has messaged so poorly his administration, has just been so busy. And I think he assumed everyone knew that he'd put, you know, the $100,000 fee on, that he has ground these visas to a halt, that foreign student admissions are down. Listen to this, just so far this year, in terms of who's going to be coming to our, you know, campuses, 17% down. I mean, that's fantastic. This is what needs to happen for this young generation to not have 9% unemployment. He's done all this. I think he thought everyone knew. Yeah. And when Laura Ingraham asked him, dude, what are you doing with the visas, right? What are you doing? He starts screaming about, we have no talent. We need to bring him in. He thought everyone knew that. And she must be complaining about the Arizona plant. No. Nobody knows what you're doing, bud.
Yeah.
Nobody does. You didn't tell them.
Well, and unlike the Biden administration, who had a willing media who would correct things and change the narrative for them and, you know, change the stories and the leads and in the headlines to make them look good, Trump doesn't have that. He's got a media, even to some degree, some of the so-called conservative media fighting him every step of the way.
I want to explain this really quickly, okay? So Trump assumes people must be, complaining about H-1Bs for the Arizona plant because he can't imagine what else they're talking about. He doesn't realize he hasn't messaged what he's done to stop H-1Bs, right? So he starts going on about the Arizona plant and how we need talent. Let me explain what's going on there because it's actually friggin' brilliant. And I know this. I am an expert on this because my kids built their whole debate case last year around it, and I helped them build the case. They did the work, but I helped them with it. And we got knee deep into it. I didn't even know this. Okay, here's what happened. Trump says to Taiwan, I'm not defending you from China. Good luck.
Yeah.
Fight them yourself. And the swamp went wild. They went, oh my God, it's crazy. Trump said, unless you move all of your chip manufacturing, the most important stuff we depend on, to the US, your most important chip lines, we don't have that tech. Mm-hmm. Taiwan does.
Yes.
It's so bad inside those Taiwanese factories. They have kill switches to destroy the factories in the event of a Chinese attack so they can't get the tech.
So guess what's being built in the U.S. now?
The factory!
Exactly.
We don't have the tech. That's what Trump was trying to say. And Lee, this has been the deal with the Taiwanese since the first Trump term when he said, okay, you can own the factory. We're cool with that. We don't care. But you're going to have to employ Americans. And the deal was you will come here. You will give us the tech. You will train your replacements, i.e. American workers, which is awesome reversal of, you know, what everybody hates, right? Americans training their replacements. No, the Taiwanese will train their American replacements. We'll put the factory here, and then we'll protect you from China. They did it. It opened 3 months ago.
We engineered and developed all this stuff to begin with. This nation created all of this, and then we allowed it to be exported out overseas for cheap labor.
Yeah. So when Trump goes on Laura Ingraham and she's complaining about visas, he knows they're barely issuing any. I mean, H-1Bs are all but done right now, right? Because of the fees are so high, nobody's paying them. So he assumes Laura Ingraham is talking about the Arizona plant. He's trying to explain it, but he should have done it the way I just did. And explain, no, we actually don't have that tech. And the fastest way to get it is to get the Taiwanese to train us directly how to make us. We literally don't have workers who can do it. That's what he's talking. He's talking about that one plant. But by the way, that plant is not a plant, okay? It's billions of dollars of chip manufacturing that's now going to be on our shores for the first time in decades. For the first time in decades. It's amazing. The whole thing is a misunderstanding, but boy, is it a mess. So I hope he gets it straightened out. I hope young people can understand. But anyway, that's why he's meeting with Zohran Mamdani today. He's acknowledging the future, the fight for the future is between him and Zohran. Sadly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, this is the call-in hour of the Tara Show. We're going to do it at in the 9 o'clock hour every day until I go on Thanksgiving break. See how it goes. Went really well yesterday. Let's start with, no pressure, Kyle, from Union. But you know, you're taking a torch here.
No pressure at all. No pressure. Good morning to you and Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
The whole situation with Mamdani is, one big piece that's missing, and that's Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk reached the youth better than anyone.
Yeah.
And I believe if Charlie Kirk was still here, I don't see Mamdani winning. I really don't, because I have two kids. One's 18, one's 20. Every day they come home, TikTok videos of Charlie, you know, just constant. So that is what I believe is the biggest missing piece as far as Trump. It's underestimating the impact that Charlie Kirk had with the youth.
You're right. And here's the thing, and I know what you're saying. We don't have a lot of people who can talk to them. However, I think Donald Trump, Kyle, and thank you for your call. I think Donald Trump did a good job talking to him. I mean, again, all-time record never achieved before in terms of how he won the youth vote, when he ran for office. So obviously he did it right. Obviously, he can talk to them. He just stopped talking to them. He thought they would see everything that he is doing and the incredible results that we've just found out in the last 48 hours he's getting economically. And he thought wrong, but he's correcting course. We had a great text earlier, and I meant to read it, and then it went right by because the text line, there's so many texts on it today. But somebody saying that, where is it? Trump inviting Mamdani to the White House is basically saying, look, I'm the king. You're coming to see me. I'm not coming to see you. It's reasserting authority, basically. And that's exactly right. That's exactly what he's doing here. Mamdani has the love, the 60% approval of people under 30 right now that Trump had just months ago. Trump recognizes that now. And that's why he's coming to the White House. So this means there's going to be a fight between the two of them. And truly, this is who the fight is between. Jim in Greenville, Kash Patel and the FBI.
Hello, Tara. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm glad you have started to have people call in, because this is actually my favorite show of the whole lineup. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Kash Patel and President Trump, this seems to be very strange the way they're not saying much about all this stuff. And It's not like President Trump to hold back, is it?
Well, okay, there's one thing with Donald Trump you can count on. He does not like to look weak. That's why he risked his whole life. His life. He didn't know if there were more bullets when he was shot at. He knew he'd look weak if he cowered, so he stood up, even though he knew it could cost him his life. That's why people love him, okay? He is not going to admit that his FBI director may have betrayed him. He can't. Sure. He'll look weak. He'll look like he's not in control of the agency. And it's going to make MAGA not show up in the midterms because they'll give up. So he can't say anything publicly. But I guarantee you he's lighting stuff on fire privately.
Right. Well, yes. And one thing I'm wondering about is if, and I wondered this about President Reagan, because, you know, he got shot early in his presidency. And I was just a little kid at the time. But it seemed, you know, Reagan seemed like he could have done so much more, but I've always wondered about Reagan, and now, you know, I wonder about Trump and Kash Patel, if part of what's going on is if they are actually under some kind of direct or implied threat to where they, that's part of why they're stalling out and not doing much about this, especially in public, is because they do not have control, and they know they don't have control. And what I want to know is whether Trump and Kash are talking openly about this and know all the same stuff. I kind of think they probably do know all the same stuff and are together trying to get a handle on it.
Well, Jim, look, I'll tell you this. I can guarantee you this. They have talked now, because what Kash Patel told Donald, or told us publicly, is not true. There is a there. And I guarantee there was a call from Trump and Kash Patel. Trump's not going to do that publicly. But thank you for your phone call. Talk a little bit more about this on the other side. So yesterday, I have two teenagers learning to drive. It's a hair-raising experience. And we've had conversations with them how, growing up, you've seen mom and dad honk at someone who cut them off or did something dangerous. You can't do it. You can't do it. And I was with my daughter in the car, and this, like, you know, high-functioning moron in an F-150. He's in the right-hand lane, right? And we're in the left-hand lane, two-lane road, right? With a turn lane. This low-key moron, he's, what did I call him? High-functioning moron? That's really what he is. He cuts us off with his truck, almost hits us, the front. It's like we're, I guess he didn't see us, I don't know. Cuts us off with his truck going from the right to left lane, then continues on one more lane to the left to get in the turn lane, right? I guess he's decided he wanted to get in the turn lane. Well, the high-functioning moron in the truck leaves, after almost hitting us, I had to slam on the brakes, leaves half of his truck in my lane, blocking me. It's rush hour. So the light turns red, and then it turns green. We're just sitting there. There's like 10 cars behind us, and then like 20 cars behind us. He's blocking us all. He don't care. He's a high-functioning moron. And then this is after almost hitting us, which I don't even know if he knew he did. We're talking room temperature IQ here. Gotta be. Doesn't seem to care at all that half his truck is hanging out into the lane. I mean, he could have moved up. He was behind a tractor, but he didn't. And my daughter's like, I can't honk, can I? I'm like, nope. No, you can't. Man, beforehand, I would have been giving him all kinds of sign language like 3 years ago, honking my horn. And I was like, no, honey, you can't. No, don't touch the horn. Because he might kill you. And he may be a high-functioning moron. He may be totally in the wrong, but he might kill you. You can't. Like, you can't honk. We just have to sit here very patiently and watch the light turn, watch the cars build up behind us, and wait for the moron to get out of the way. So we'd start making fun of him. But no, I mean, and I would have honked at him 2 to 3 years ago. Did you see it? Lee was just talking about this in the news. This is crazy, but it's happening. And we've been documenting this too. Since before COVID, the number of road rage shootings a year in this country has nearly quadrupled. It's over 700 a year. So this is a thing now. Morons fighting back. Headline, man arrested after shooting modified machine gun at vehicle along highway in Clemson. So this is another high-functioning moron. A man was arrested after shots struck a driver's windshield along the highway in Clemson. An AR-style pistol converted into a machine gun was recovered from the suspect's vehicle. So here's what happens. 11:46 a.m. Wednesday, Clemson Police Department gets multiple 911 calls about a shooting. This is near the intersection of U.S. Highway 76 and Old Stone Church Road. According to the victim, he's traveling northbound on U.S. 76. He gets cut off by a high-functioning Melron in a gray sedan. After the victim honks his horn, used to be a normal American response to that kind of thing, the sedan's driver pulls into the median, stops. The victim continues along until he reaches the traffic light at Old Stone Church Road, at which point he hears loud bangs and sees bullet holes in his windshield. The moron tried to kill him. So you gotta be nice, these morons. They cut you off. They nearly hit you. They do crazy stuff. And people are getting crazier out there. You just gotta smile. Sure. Okay. I guess you really want to go in front of me. That's fine with me, moron. And don't even lip, moron. They might be able to lip read you. They will kill you with what? Their modified AR submachine gun? What the heck? All right. Let's jump on the line with Dell in Taylor's. Hey, Dell.
Hey, Tara. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah.
I appreciate you very much. I appreciate your energy, too. I think you're fantastic, especially so early in the morning. You kind of help everybody wake up a little bit.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. First off, I think the 50-year mortgage mention was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I think the young adults, they really understand what a 50-year mortgage is going to mean. It's going to mean they never really own their home. I think that was a really huge mistake. But one thing that we have a big problem with is, as we always do as Republicans and conservatives, we have a big problem with media exposure. You played an interview with Eric Trump. At the end of his interview, he said, a golf course, which I manage every day. Okay, what this says here is that the Trump family is living the American dream because they've earned it. And we have to stack these up against this moron man, Commie here, who is a privileged child. He really is a privileged son. And he's another Hunter Biden. He's another Christopher Carey Hines, super privileged, totally out of touch with reality. And nobody knows what Hunter Biden's doing right now. I mean, he's probably still doing his coke and his hookers. Nobody has any idea where Christopher Carey Hines is. And the internet protects the guy. I just typed in before I called you, does Chuck Schumer have children? And my super intelligent computer gave me two choices. It gave me the arrow to go back to another place, or it gave me the X, meaning I'm checking out of this inquiry. And anything else I type into my computer, well, I get 1,000 different options.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, so much you're going on there. Okay, one thing you said we don't really have the media, and thank you for your phone call. You know, we don't really have the media. I would disagree with that. We do. We have some days media supremacy, and I see it when I look at the top 10 trending articles. But what that means is we have X. This is it. And, you know, we have social media now. Facebook has loosened up on the censorship, kicked the FBI out. What this means is when Trump makes a mistake, like the 50-year mortgage and then doubling down 2 weeks in a row on H-1B visas, it travels really far, really fast. And if you look at the staggering 4-point decline in his approval rating overall in just the last 2 weeks, not good. One of the interesting things that Mark Mitchell said from Rasmussen polling is that has not been like liberals or moderates leaving him. That is his base leaving him. That is MAGA throwing their hands up and going, I give up. If he wants to replace me with an Indian, I give up. And unfortunately, Trump really misspoke there. His policies do the opposite. In fact, better than any president of my lifetime again. And that's why I keep repeating this, so you can repeat it and we can fight it. He made a mistake. We got to fix it. So the problem now is when you make a Democrat-level gaffe, it goes far and wide. And that was three by Trump. The two H-1B statements, four, the one on the Chinese visas and being for them, and then the 50-year mortgage. I mean, that was wow. But he's recognizing it. That's why he's having Zohran Mamdani to the White House. Texter writes, Terry, you have to be very cautious. Road rage is out of control. Some are illegals and foreigners driving here. I had a Haitian man run me off the road, then block me. Only thing that stopped this from escalating is when I pulled my service weapon. Holy cow, is that here in the upstate? All right, we got one segment left. So I can hope to finish up the phone calls from today. I'm very much enjoying these 9 to 10 o'clock hours of call-in. So let's keep it up. 800-905-0989. Jeff and Duncan, we got 3 minutes left in this show, and then we're both getting kicked off the air, unfortunately. They do this to me every day at this time. I don't know why. Can you get it done in 1 minute?
Sure. First of all, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. I moved down from Chicago 4 years ago, found you on the radio in the first week, and I've been a terrorist ever since.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
So real quick, back a couple segments ago, you were talking about that demographics 30 and under. I have three children exactly in that demographic, mid to late 20s. Here's the thing. It's frustrating, and I don't necessarily have the answer, but I believe that demographic, a huge majority, have their heart in the right place. They want their freedom. They want America great. They want the economy great. They want their opportunities. But it just seems like the messaging, like you were talking about, Trump certainly has opportunities to message sometimes. And we, as Republicans, in general, we just don't quite get over the threshold, get to all of them and get that messaging out. So obviously things like your show really helped. I do believe that's honestly why they executed or assassinated Charlie Kirk, because yep. He was doing a really good job of getting that message out. But that's right where we are. It's like we're so close, still so far. But we just need to keep getting the quote-unquote message to that demographic. It'll change everything.
I completely agree with you. And I got to tell you that going along with it, you can tell the Trump administration's gotten a message here. The tweet of the week, it was amazing. From the Department of Homeland Security's X account, I want to finish the show with it today because it was wonderful. This is exactly what the message should be. It says, rent is too high. There are tens of millions of criminal illegals in our country. Groceries cost too much. There are tens of millions of criminal illegals in our country. There aren't enough jobs. There are tens of millions of criminal illegals in our country. Women don't feel safe walking down the street. There are tens of millions of criminal illegals in our country. Traffic is terrible. There are tens of millions of criminal illegals in our country. Healthcare is too expensive. There are tens of millions of criminal illegals in our country. I'm telling you, we don't need 50-year mortgage if we get the 12 million out. Prices will come down. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.